People sometimes ask me, what does it mean to be saved? You preach about salvation, you need to be saved. What does that mean? Well, the best way I could describe it is, people often talk about someone was saved from drowning because somebody went after them, threw a life belt into the sea or into the river and drew them to land. They were saved by that person. Or a person is in a house fire and they can't get out of the house. The fireman brings the engine, he puts the ladder up, he brings that person out of the house. He has saved that person. Well, it's similar to that when we talk about someone being saved. We refer to someone who is in dire and desperate need, who can't help themselves, who can't extricate themselves from the position that they're in. The person who is drowning because he can't save himself. He needs someone to come and bring him out of that situation. The person in the fire needs someone to come and actually bring them out of that house fire, out of that place of danger. That's what Christ does for us in salvation. We're lost in sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of our sin, we're condemned. We're under the wrath of God. We're liable to his judgment. And so we need to be saved. The Bible not only tells us that we need to be saved, but that we can't save ourselves. That's why the scripture says that neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is the name of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, people who couldn't save themselves. That's why he lived the life that God demanded that they should live, a life of obedience to his law, which they were unable to provide. The Lord Jesus lived that life, and he died the death that they should have died. On the cross of Calvary, the scripture teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ suffered the wrath of God that was due to our sin, the anger of God that was against our sin, he endured in his own body upon the tree. And so when we call upon him to save us, he comes into our lives, he takes away our sins. The sins were laid on him upon the cross. He takes away those sins and we become his children. And by that we mean then we have been saved by Christ. That's what we mean when we say we have been saved by Christ. He has come and has saved us from the wrath of God, and saved us from our sins, and saved us from the punishment that was due to our sins. And of course, he not only saves us from hell, the consequences of sin, but he saves us from our sins as well. He makes us more and more like himself from day to day. That's what it means to be saved.